Julien Kerubel.
Yes.
Thank you. He's going to talk about the other big thing that eventually needs doing. We got the NT4 PDC. We might, whatever, next year see some Active Directory, but then there's still Exchange. And there have been multiple attempts to tackle this, and he's going to give us an update on the current open change progress that, yeah. Just so. Thank you.
So the Open Change project started a few years ago now. This presentation intends to show you what I've been doing for the past years. We'll start with a general overview, global presentation about what have been Open Change, how it started, who is behind Open Change, and the main differences before the Samba plugin implementation and after, and a general overview on how Open Change is plugged into the SMB server. Next, we'll move on to the development tools and show you what have been developed by the Open Change team in order to make protocol analysis a bit easier for us. And the third and the fourth part are dedicated to show you the work that has been done on the Exchange server implementation. So, what is OpenChange? It's an open source implementation of Microsoft Exchange Server on the Unix platforms. We do not support 5.5 because it's quite old, but we are working mainly with the 2000 and 2003 version of Exchange. One of the main differences is that we just don't want to pull the server code. We also want to have a MAPI library, so the different clients like GNOME Evolution or others may plug in and make work with OpenChange or an Exchange server in a transparent way. So OpenChange intends to have a native compatibility with Outlook, and you don't require, like many other products, any plugin. They are not necessary. So, about the origins of OpenChange, this is a project I started in 2003 while I was still a student in Epitech Science Computer School. And I had to choose a project that lasts me at last 2 years. I said, oh, great, OpenChange seems fine for me. And what happened? When I just quitted the school after my scholarship, I had to find some work. So I kept working for different companies, and I still had OpenChange in my mind. So I decided to pull my job away to create a company where I could do some open source development, and this is how the OpenChange company was created. One of the main interests is the interaction between the students and the business environment. So we have a place where students and develop, and the OpenChange developers, the core team, can come and develop with us. So, about now the evolution of the OpenChange project. Prior, in 2004, when we just arrived and saw, oh yes, Samba 4 has implemented so much thing, we should try to work with them. There was a sample tree, there was the Samba 4 tree, and we were just like, okay, how are we gonna put our code into the Samba 4 tree? So we started trying to find some solutions. We had the SVN plus SVK stuff. SVK is a tool that allows you to mirror different SVN mirrors and then report them back onto another repository. And this system was quite useful, but several times, I think 3 or 4 times, the whole SVK stuff falls down. And Jelmer told me, your file version is 4 months old. I was, oh my God. So I just starting to repair the stuff and all falls down. So it was not, it was really a painful system to maintain, and we had to find another way. And Jelmer did a really amazing work on that part. Because he developed the Samba 4 plugin where we could just have an independent source tree and compile it and load it into the Samba 4 server. So we have the support for the whole Samba 4 test suite with NDR dump, where we load the libmapi.so, the DSO file, and the SMB torture test that we can just put into our repository, and then it's installed into the model, the Samba 4 model. So, if we have a general overview of what OpenChange is into Samba 4, well, Outlook is not our part, but the other stuff, we have NSPI and EMSMDB, which are the Exchange protocols. We'll see what SNSPI is and MSNBB in the second part. And both of these protocols, which are the communication between the Exchange server and the Samba One, just behind you are the providers. And in fact, the different protocols just relies on the providers to perform the different operations. The provider relies on some kind of MAPI glue, which is some kind of mix of the different exchange interfaces you can find on MSDN for the client side. And then we try to find how we can implement them so the exchange, so the open chain server can act like an exchange one in the proper way. And we also rely on LDB because we have to extend the Active Directory classes and objects and attributes. So we had to find a way to extend the attributes, and LDB was really, really great for that. And we have on the other side what we are going to develop, which is the main exchange database, the OpenChain database, which is the OpenChain store, which has to keep the mail, the items, the different items, calendar, and so on. So when you develop on protocols, it's really difficult to find a way to communicate with all the developers and to say, hey guys, I found something, maybe we can change the idea. Tell me what you think it looks like. So a way to exchange information. So about the development tools, we had one tool that has been developed last year, which was called RPC Extract. RPC Extract basically takes a PCAP file from Ethereal, and you have a set of input filters you put on the command line, and then it splits your PCAP file depending on the filters you've put into your into command line. So RPC Extract use the payloads that it finds into the DC RPC headers and try to have a valid payload. This tool has been integrated into the KB portal. I'll show you just right after a demonstration about how it works, basically. But these tools have some limitation. First, it was developed 1 year ago, and when we started the implementation, we worked on Ethereal 0.10.10.1. And at this time, the NSPI dissector into Ethereal was not that perfect. And what happened is that we have one function into the NSPI protocol that is more than 1,500 bytes long. And then it just gets TCP unreassembled. So we have to do it manually in order to make it work. Or otherwise, we can take Ethereal 0.10.10.14 and it works. Another problem is that the Ethereal filters change among the different versions. And so if we want to do a product that now can plug in into the latest version, we have to rewrite it from scratch. RPC Extract is mainly based, it's a patch of T-Ethereal. It's not much that like. We just take what T-Ethereal gives us and try to make something that is useful for us, to have some NDR dump files. And into the next releases, the idea is to fix the limitations and maybe to have to integrate RPC Extract directly into the Issue IE. So, the second tool is the Knowledge KB portal. So, we had a tool that gives us the ability to split a file into a PCAP file into several NGR dump files we can use next. We have to find a way to gather the information, to share the information, to put commands, and to see how it looks like. So, we could be able to go faster, to share the information faster. This is what has been the job of the KB portal. About the futures it integrates, we have some what we call the MAPI dump view. The MAPI dump view, I think a demonstration will be more visual than speaking about it. But globally, it fetch the MSDN attributes, all the MAPI tags attributes from MSDN. They are stored into a database, and next when we have the NGR dump view, we just look up the tags, and if we recognize the tag, we can just put the mouse on it and we have a shell pop-up that just comes with the main information. So we don't have to go and refer to MSDN each time. It's directly integrated into the browser. We also have a way to download all the files because when you upload your PCAP file on the KB portal, it automatically extracts depending on the filters you ask, you choose. You can put comments on files. Oops, it will be easier. Okay. So here are different scenarios. I hope everybody sees. okay, just trust me. You have different scenarios that represents the way communication between Outlook 2003 and Exchange 2003. So for example, if I go into the nice browser, whoops, come on. Okay, if I go into the browser, and I just want to see one of the scenario. Okay, I'm gonna take which one? Output profile to full login. This one. I didn't upload any files on it. Whoops. Which one? Oh, okay, yes. I have one that is really nice. I've been using for several months, which is the MAPI profiles. So the MAPI profiles is what we're going to discuss next in the NSPI server implementation. So in this scenario, we try to reproduce the behavior between an Outlook client and an Exchange server when you set up an Exchange account on your Outlook client. So in here, we have the definition of the scenario. We can put it into categories. We can put comments. So here, the comments is what are the different functions that have been used to realize that are used in the IGL. And if we go, for example, in the NSPI get matches in, we have different view. We can have the xdump view, which is nothing more but a hexadecimal dump, an hexadecimal dump of a file. Or we can have the mapidump view that uses ndr dump with vlmmapi.so. And okay, and you have the output. The output the way it should be. And when you put the mouse under the different mapidax, you have the information that tells you, you don't have to go on MSDN. You just have, okay, this is what the peer INR is. And this is this identifier, the property type and the property tag that is used. So it's quite useful to see the information very quickly. We also have features like generate a PDF. So if we want to have a scenario, we go in the train don't have any Wi-Fi, we want to work on OpenChange on a single scenario, we can just generate this scenario, download it, and then we can work outside. So about the future of the KB portal. What we are really convinced is that it has shown its limitation. It has shown its limits. The KB portal is a great tool. It's about 12,000 lines of code, but maybe we have to move on something else. Until now, we just try to have some kind of compatibility between Internet Explorer and Firefox. Now, maybe with development, we need a tool that is really more accurate for development. So develop it in Zool or Ajax or whatever, we see. So there will be release of the KB portal named the Samba XP release, so you can check the code. You have different dependencies, and depending on the user's feedback, we'll fix the bugs, because I'm quite sure there are a lot of bugs into the KB portal, but that's the way software can be improved. And we'll release the KB portal 1.0 and next move on something else we're going to plan. So about the NSPI server now. What is NSPI? It is the name service provider interface that Microsoft Exchange implements to resolve names. So when you just click on the mail applet, or when you load Outlook for the first time, Outlook asks you what kind of account do you want to set up. So you can choose the Microsoft Exchange one, and then it asks you for a username. And when you check the username and the username get underlined, then all the NSPI stuff has been done. And while your username was underlined, he has set up a lot of stuff into your registry. So the NSPI is the interface between Outlook and the name service provider. For the research process, we've been developing several torture tests. The first one was the RPC NSPI profile, but it tends to reproduce on a Linux box the behavior how Outlook acts to retrieve information from Exchange. I have an output here that shows you how it looks like. So this is the full, with this, we can just, if we put the information into the WinWeg of the registry GDK tool of Samba or into LDB store, we can next use it for other purpose, for the next step of the communication when we are really going to work with the Exchange server. So there was this first test that has been really useful, and next we decided to move on something more generic. This was the torture create Exchange user. For people who have been looking to the test join.c in the SMB torture file that allows you to create a SAM user, in the same way, torture create Exchange user allows you to create an Exchange user on the Windows box. So first, it calls the test join function, so you have a SAM account that is created. We change the user account control so the password never expires. And we call the torture create Exchange user, which will extend the active directory using LDAP and adding elements. And we are using, and Simo will present it to you in the just after me, the asynchronous LDB code that let us know when Exchange finished to generate the user mailbox. Because when we create the account, we put some attributes. Exchange see the attributes and just say, oh, okay, I'm going to create my mailbox. It creates the mailbox, and when the mailbox is ready, we can go on and move to the other operation we can use, for example, in RPC NSPI profile. The latest one, the RPC NSPI scan tags, like the name say, were just, we needed to know for each of the NSPI function what kind of MAPI property tags were supported for each of these functions. And the NSPI scan tags were really useful because we just had to test all the different tags that are known being MAPI tags. And we can see what are supported and what kind of value we can find inside. So, about now the implementation status, because it's quite nice to speak about it, but where are we concretely? First, the IDL is definitely implemented, it's working, it's been tested. We've been working on the address book provider, which is the ANS ABP, and it's implemented around 90%. We still have some stuff to fix, but are not quite. We don't really like them for the moment, but it's going to be improved in the next week. So it is in charge of discussing for LDB into the Active Directory to have an internal handling on how the things keep working, to have mapping between the UIDs, the Exchange objects, and the user accounts in the Active Directory. And we are using the MAPI glue. So, is it working? Well, almost. We planned to make it work for Samba XP, and we tested against the RPC NSPI profile, which for us was the reference. If it works with RPC, with RPC NSPI profile, it will work with Outlook. No luck. In fact, what happened is that Outlook is not as friendly as our test. And when we try to reproduce the same conditions, Outlook just setfalls with a run 32 DL error, or it just tried to loop indefinitely on a single function. We're just like, oh my god. And so we've been looking, we have some clues on how to solve the problem, but it also requires time, so we clearly understand all the different steps. Now, the last part on MAPI decoding. Well, just to summarize, 99% of MAPI is handled by the ecdo-rpc function, which means that they have an interface with 16 functions, but they only use one for 99% of the traffic. Into the ecdo-rpc content, into the ecdo-rpc packet, you have the content, and this content is XORed with 0xA5. Once you apply the XOR, you have another bunch of a blob of data, and this blob of data can be divided also into two parts, something the content and something called what we call for the moment the remaining bytes, which is some kind of signature algorithm between Microsoft Outlook and Microsoft Exchange. So the content on the first part, it's handled by NDR. And on the other side, it's directly integrated into the libMAPI, into the MAPI library, and we handle it with the TDL layer, which doesn't put any encapsulation. The data are directly raw one after the other. And I could speak about the signature algorithm, but I really think I won't have time now. So we are really at the beginning of EMS-MDB implementation. It's really hard stuff, because what we have done already is, for example, generate a torture test that is able to simulate Outlook. Outlook is able to simulate Outlook behavior until it fetch the mail header. You know, when you load Outlook and you arrive at the first time on the page, say you have this email, and show you the header of your email. So we're just near to have this stuff, but we don't understand the whole process, which means that this current RPC exchange torture test just do some kind of parrot stuff. We have some parts that are really implemented with an IDL behind, and other parts that are just a blob of data we put and send back to the server and looks what happened. So there's still a lot of work on it. So we've been working a lot since last year, even if the results are not those that we expected. You know, when you're a student, you just think you're going to change the world in 1 year. But no, it takes really more long time, and now we are more accurate with this. But we are starting having results, and the NSPI server implementation is the proof that we have something. Last year, somebody told me, show me the code. Well, last year, I didn't have any code. Now we start having some. And we are going to release it, because I think it's time for us to share all the information we've been gathering for all these years. So we have done a lot of works on research, reading MSDN paper about design, how we should design the OpenChange server. And we rely a lot on Samba 4 and looking at the architecture so we can grab and fetch ideas all around. So if you want to join us, you can just come on OpenChange, SAM server as Samba Technical, and the mailing list, which is on SourceForge, and you can find on the website www.openchange.org. If you have any questions or comments.
Are there any questions? I will be glad to come to you with a microphone.
Okay.
Okay, everybody is stunned in awe. So thank you very much for your talk. We're actually 5 minutes ahead of time.
Wow.
We have a very, very short... Oh, questions. I see questions. Wait a minute. Don't go away.
I don't go away.
Where were you?
Here you are. So I was just trying to get a feeling for how far you are away from, you know, sending your first message or downloading your first inbox.
How do I feel?
Well, how far do you feel that is away in terms of work
honestly,
to be done?
On NSPI, we are at 95%. Okay, now on the big part, which is the MAPI implementation, what people call MAPI, which is in fact EMS-MDB, we are at the very beginning. Honestly, I think we could just develop something to fetch the emails and then make it generic. It could take 2 or 3 months, maybe more. I can't give definitely a deadline, because it will really depend on what we find. But honestly, I'm confident that it can work. We maybe not have at the end of the year the state of development where we would like to be, like just fetching the calendar, fetching the items. Maybe just fetch the mails. That will be also a good start, and to find a way to keep the mail into MAPI and store them into a database. So no deadline. The only thing I really would like to have is some kind of Astala release at the end of year when Windows Vista get out. That would be incredible. But no deadlines for the moment, despite what is written on the website that has been updated.
Any more questions? Where are you?
Maybe I didn't understand you in the beginning, but who is actually funding that? Like funding your time?
Well,
I mean, the students, okay, they have their student projects.
Well, we don't have any fundings.
No funding.
The only fundings I have is I've been developing website, and when I have money from the guys that pay me for the website, I inject it into OpenChange. That's how the things work. We will be having troubles, you know, running an open source project from the beginning when you're a student. And when you get into working life and you really want to work onto your open source project, it's not that easy. People just try to, you know, I don't sleep much, I don't eat much, so I'm more than 20 hours a day on a computer working on OpenChain. And honestly, I would like to have some funding so I can do that all day long and not just take my holidays to work.
Okay, that the part about not much eating we can see. So you don't work at a company that gives you like 20% time or whatever for OpenChain development like some of the Samba team members.
I really try to, but the condition of the copyright of the intellectual property was not what I was expecting. I expected a real GPL license and a full open source development. And the guy just say no, so I just goodbye. But maybe if there are people in the assembly that are ready to invest into OpenChain, I'm ready to hear them.
I'm sorry to cut that short, but in order to keep the track synchronized, we have to continue with the next speaker. Thank you very much. What? No. So the next one is right after this one. I think now we will hear Simu Sorce. Do you want to continue?
Sorry, I was dragged into other stuff. And thank you, Thomas. Yeah, thank you, Julia.